really the 13th year, but it's a package of dollars. Okay, so this is a very important topic of the significance of 40 days. There is a Gemara, we'll see what the context of the Gemara is, that says that that before 40 days, the Uber is Mayav Alma. So even if you're normally going to say that there's a problem with terminating pregnancies, but maybe there's more leniencies within 40 days. And we'll have to see what the context of the Gemara that says that it's the 40 days, what that context is. Okay. So the Pasuk in Parshas Emor speaks about the din of a kohen eating truma. You know, a kohen eats truma, but the chiddush is that even people who are not kohanim that somehow get acquired by a kohen also eat truma as well. Eishes kohen, kohen kikin kinyan kafspo, Rashi says evikanani. All these things, people are brought into the Kohen family also. So Kohen calls Zal Yochel Kodesh, Kohen Kikin and Nefesh Kinyin Kaspo, Hu Yochel Bo, Yilid Beso Heim Yochel V'Lachmo. And then the Torah says that Ubas Kohen Kisiel Yishzar, Yibishumah Sar, and if she's a bas kohen, she also eats truma, but now once she is married to a non-kohen, then she does not. But then she becomes an almana, and the zera ein lo, she doesn't have any children, she goes back to her father's home, not necessarily physically, but conceptually, back to her father's home, and then she could eat milechem avia, and she could eat truma. There's a tshuva in the Tashbetz, fascinating tshuva, that says that when a person, he talks about minhagim, when a person gets married, the Tashbetz says he follows his husband's minhagim. So what if after he passes away? I got a shayla once from somebody, their husband passed away, and they grew up. It was about gebrochs, and the question was that you know, when she was married to her husband, so she didn't eat gebrochs because he didn't eat gebrochs, but now she's you know, he passed away. And especially now she's going to her children's homes and some of them are married into families that do eat gebrochs. So I told him that the Tashbetz says, it's not 100% mukhrak, but the Tashbetz wants to use these same categories. That if they're children, so then she doesn't go back to her original minhagim. But if they're no children, then she... Okay. Well, that's a separate discussion. Okay. So the Gemara, the Mishnah on page 4 in Yevamos, Ha'uber va'yavam va'erisin v'charash v'beit tishah shanav yom echad poslim v'lo machilim. Right?
What is it?
Right here?
Okay.
So if a person has children, so that stops them from going back to their original home. So if their original home was a kahuna home, they don't go back. And what if she doesn't have children but she's pregnant? Uber. So Uber, so is posa, because that stops. So the Gemara says, "Umar ibas kohen li Yisrael he pasalei kunura prat lumuberes." Page 4. Problem of Barris. Well, but then, on the next page, page 5, in Yivamas, Samach, Tess, Amud Beis, says, Ratani bat coach in Isis li Israel, Umeis, Tovelas v'ochelas betruma l'erif. So she could eat truma right away. She goes back to her father's home. So Amar Rav Chisda, Tovelas v'ochelas ad arba'im yom. For the first 40 days after the death, she could eat because the ilo mabra, halo mabra. If she's not pregnant, so she's not pregnant. So for sure, she's allowed to eat truma. And even if she is pregnant, but ad arba'im yom, mai ba'almahi. But even if she is pregnant, so what? For the first 40 days, even if you're pregnant, you're not pregnant, so to speak. Because anything that was formed is not, it doesn't have any significance, so to speak. It's mai ba'alma. So therefore, even if you technically are pregnant, but in the first 40 days, if she is a Bas Kohen and her husband died, and now technically if she doesn't have any children, she could eat truma, go back to her father's home, if she's pregnant or not. But, so the first 40 days, if she's not pregnant for sure, she's okay to go back. And even if she is pregnant for the first 40 days, that doesn't play a role. So this is the only context in the Gemara that the Gemara uses this phrase Maya Balma Lagabe Uber. Now maybe one could extend it beyond this, but the context that the Gemara uses it is this context.
Is it Machlokes or is it
no.
Like
yeah, it doesn't seem there's no Machlokes code over here. So we assume they find the polling. Now then, this idea is now expanded by different achronim. So we have in Hilchas Mecha Chumemker the idea of being machna l'misha lo bala olam, another machna l'misha lo bala olam. So if you mazakel uber lokona, only if it's your own uber, right? We discussed that in the past. And then the Shulchan Aruch says on page 7, it says, "Im haya b'no kono," that you can be zakeh for your own child if he's an uber. It's adam kara veitzol. Afilu omer la kishi yivaled, hu shete ishto kvar muberes v'shasa matonim. If ishto is kvar muberes, so then then Adam Koravetzel Beno, and it could be Zochev for him. So in this context, the Shach, Sifkan Beis, Kvar Muberes, quotes on page 8, Hani Mukhe Yosef Kosev Davka L'achar Abar Myom. So the Mukhe Yosef, on page 8 here, quoted in the Shach, says that you can be Mezakeh for your child, even if he's in the state of Uber, right? But only lachar arba'im yom. But before arba'im yom, it's maya ba'alma. So he uses that same idea for this halacha as well. And In the Sefer Nishmas Avram, so he's going to quote certain shitas, we'll see them in the... But he wants to understand what does this mean, because it's, you know, as he says, Rabbi Tendler once spoke about this, you know, it's not really Maya Ba'alma. There's a lot formed. There's a heartbeat. I think Mark Weingarten pointed out to me that by 20-something weeks, they could already, there's already a heartbeat.
20 weeks is a lot more than 40 days.
20 days, I'm sorry. Yes,
20 days.
Yeah, 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 that's what I meant. I didn't mean 20. But, yeah, if you look in your phone, what does it say in your... What did you say in your phone? Look everything on your phone.
What does it matter?
No, I'm just pointing out that it's, in other words, that the Matzias is that there's... In other words, don't think, as Rabbi Tendler said, Maya Ba'alma is just Maya Ba'alma. But so now, as you'll point out, still it doesn't matter, as Rabbi Tuchman points out, it still doesn't develop enough to be considered developed enough. But just to understand that there is a lot going on. So the point being is, he writes here, "Hello, I need a rose. I am bevdikas ultrasound. But it's not developed enough for halacha to give it that status. But aval pikein is, you know." Is it like a shiurim halacha l'moshe m'sinai?
Right.
Because
presumably then they didn't know, like,
right,
is that a heartbeat, not a heartbeat?
Unless one wants to say, you know, with the pachad Yitzchak of Yitzchak Lampranti, who says that maybe some things they didn't know they would see itself.
Yeah, but it's not like 40, like in that 40 was 41.
Right. In terms of, as the Nishmas Avraham quotes, we can see the sources that he quotes in the Beis Shlomo on page 12. Second arrow. He says, Barman day ben idon didan sha'af im himu beres Adain ha'uber hu pochus mimem yom v'lo nigmar tzuras adain kivur b'mishnah v'emu chiyas klal adain kivur b'ramban nam nir lani is dad yid emu isser af ben noach ein no nerag al zeh. So the Beis Shlomo says there's no emu isser, and even a ben noach.
Who is it?
The Beis Shlomo.
Yeah, who's that?
Shlomo Drimmer. He was one of the Gedolei Achronim, the Yashar Shachov.
When?
Look him up. Yeah. And other Gedolei Achronim as well, the Toras Chesed, on page 13, and nearly the Fil Fidasa Sovereign to Uber Osul Amisum Minatora. Because even if you want to say that there is an Isser Daraisa to kill an Uber, Yishlom is adapted lachar mem l'klitosel. Mishum the hadas filled also Yisrael who mishum to me immediately the benoch nerag Yisrael shari by KMP tochar bar m'kloson nelo in the gam benoach ein nerag.
Same thing.
Same thing. And And for those that are not as familiar with Beit Shlomo, the Torah Chesed, we're all familiar with Reb Chaim Oizer, page 15. And Reb Chaim Oizer says, Mashakosov, Gotarosov, Lufnei Mem Yom Lukvitoso, Dahave Kemai Ba'alma, Lo Ikri Nefesh, Yumba Rambam. So he says, and then in the last two lines, Nirad the Benoch, Enu Nerag Alzev, we're going to be spelled out Efshar, he writes, Te Nisrim Minat Torah.
We were not strong enough to spell out Efshar either.
Yeah. And the Sri Deish as well. On the bottom of page 16, Yesh Lomo. Yesh Lomo Kom Lomo, Kodem Mem Yom, Ein Isser La'arog Esa Uber. Kom Mem Yom Umayi Ba'almo. Ein Olam Shem Uber Klal. And that's the Gemara in Yevamos. However, not everyone agrees to this idea. And there is several things written by Rav Unterman about Ubrim in the Sefer Shevet Miyehuda. And a famous article that he wrote in the Kovetz of Noam. Noam was a Kovetz that came out with many volumes. Rav Kasher was the Kasher on the West Side. He was the editor of Noam. Rav Shlomo Zalman's thing about the Nida Shaila was printed in Noam. Right, it was a famous Kovetz. It's been out of business for a long time. So a lot of things that became out of business, people in the new generation never even heard of it. So
when you're saying, I'm just compared to Rabbi Ozer. Rabbi Ozer, and I don't know whether the others are agreeing, he says that in Israel, by Israel, ain't this in the Torah, which means he's implying that they're, because they're, maybe they're gone.
Maybe,
yeah,
right.
Maybe saying
that there's no,
it's
definitely.
It's not even. He wasn't mockering it.
Meaning, in other words, you still other considerations might still, like a baltash, you know, thing.
As I'm saying, if you hold the whole up, all this thing is only hashkasa zera. So this is. If
Hashkasa
is just
there, right. Yeah. Right. Oh, so wait a second. So take a look in Parshas Kisetse. There's another source where Uber. This is Rav Unterman was big on this raya. It's right. The pasuk in Parshas Kisetse says. He must say each go to the nefesh be'echol b'nei Yisrael the summer bo mecharo. So somebody steals onev nefesh and then sells it. Shtamish in the mecharo. So then umes haganavahu, right? You go to the nefesh and then you sell it. So you chay misa. So. But you have to be going if nefesh me'echel. So there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, on page 18 and page Pehayamid Beis, where the Gemara says, "Boy of Yirmiya, Ganva Mchara Yoshin Mambo, Mocha Isha Leubra." So say a man, Rashi says, kidnapped a pregnant woman, and then he sells the Uber. So he doesn't sell her, right? He sells the Uber. In other words, the din of mace nefesh shahu is when you sell the person, you sell, you steal, and then you sell. So here he stole the whole the woman, whatever in the woman, but he only the kinyan, the mechir was only on the Uber. Mahu. So it's a shayla in the Gemara. So Rav Unterman wants to say the following. So it's teiku. So he wants to know like this, on page 20, he says, Hare mefurish kam b'gemara, d'afu b'shekosu b'tov g'orvet nev ishu m'koro. U'b'mishnah Torah, u'b'kimotze ish g'onev nefesh, right? Ve'en u'ber b'chal ish v'lo b'chal nefesh, for sham l'ini ritzicha, because he's not considered a nefesh to be chayv ritzicha. But mikol mokom, chayv al g'nevas u'ber, In other words, even if the Torah says that you have to be a nefesh, you have to steal and sell a nefesh or an ish, and he's not that because, he's not a full nefesh, yet the Gemara still entertains the possibility that, in other words, the Gemara didn't say, oh, for sure it's not, because it's an Uber, it's a possibility, then it's a teiku. But it's a teiku not because of that, because the other shaylas are also teiku. But the Gemara didn't just automatically, say that it's not, because the word could be that anything that's is going to be a nefesh, we consider it a nefesh now also, even though it's not.
The issue of Loman Balin come into the picture here?
Right, here you see the Torah. Well, the whole Shir is telling everything, oh, the Torah just calls it Loman Balin.
Right.
So here you see, no, I mean, maybe this has implications in everything we said until now.
Right.
You learn that this is part of the mother. So the stealing is a part of the mother, and then when it doesn't mean it's an effort, it's a.
So he wants to say, what's that?
What says it's a reputable thing? If the stealing was done, and the selling goes on the next one.
Right. Rabbi Tuchman's point again, who says it's talking about Kodem Mem Yom. Right. That's true. But I guess he's assuming that they weren't Mechalic, but you could say.
It's talking about someone who's not going to fight.
Right, but no, I'll tell you like this. He's saying also, because if it's 9 months, Craig is also not an official Gabe Ritzicha, that you're not going to be Chayiv, and yet it's still called...
But maybe it's still Ritzicha. I mean, that's the whole discussion.
Maybe
it isn't.
Right. So he was... Right.
You can't even have to be Memyom and not Memyom, so you just say this talking about...
Right. Post. Right. Yeah. Right, so he wants to say... He writes here on page 22 in his article on Noam. He says, "V'sifri shevet miYehuda, v'esi raya klal zemi ding over nefesh." Right? He quotes that Ramban that we said before that you have to be chal Shabbos because of the future. And so then he wants to say, "It's the din of the asid, etc." So therefore, he says, once you say. It's a din, and therefore, even though you're not chayev misa now, but you could still be called. So he says. So he wants to say that page 24 with the arrows. He may not call Etzem ha'igur shel v'nei mem yom nechshav k'mayim ba'alma chol zos m'chuyovim anu l'hizayar m'lefgoa b'uber gam b'shalav m'kukta m'nei she'osid hu. Whereas he says, once you say there's a concept of osid, he thinks that what? He thinks that that maybe there's no heter even kodem mem yom. Because the whole idea is we're danim al shem ha'asid and we're treating him like a nefesh. So maybe even kodem mem yom. In other words, he doesn't think. In other words, this idea was never said in the context of being mapil. It was said in the context of truma. So that's
don't
his.
Don't call it by truma also.
Yeah, we'll see So that's what he's... But then he wants to say another thing. That he wants to say the following Kiddush on page 25. He says that he thinks that by a ben, he wants to make a mechadish that there's a chiluk between a ben Noach and a Yisrael. The kodem ben yom, maybe by Yisrael we'll say we follow potential, but by ben Noach is le'isata. So he says. So therefore, he wants to say that maybe this whole idea that he wants to be mechadish kodem ben yom is only by Yisrael, but. So if you want to say Kodem Ben Yom is more chomer by Yisrael than a Ben Noach.
Why?
Because Ben Noach is Basher Husham, so it's Maya Ba'alma. But
where
Yisrael...
Do concept,
what?
Where do we see such a concept?
Come on.
Ben Noach Basher Husham?
Yeah. Yeah. Shalom. Yeah. 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 He says, Jose, yeah. One second. Is that Dr. Mishmash Sheish Uber? Yeah. Okay, he says here, Alpha Pisha Dai Mami, I'll call them Adina Yisrael. Okay. Yeah, he, yeah. Yeah, okay. So he's 25 in the third line. Alpha Pisha Dai Mami, I'll call them Adina Yisrael. This is the stuff when they know if they've done the MS Mida Cheris, they've done Rafa Mkhidis, a Matzav Achsholi, Pisha who. Okay, you can say he's just conjecturing in the.
The whole riot.
Yeah. Okay, but that's. Yeah. Okay. But that, yeah. But Rav Moshe quotes him, nonetheless. Rav Moshe quotes him, and he says, "Nearly nochon." He says, "Nearly nochon, Mashakosov." He supports him, at least in the beginning, he supports Rav Unterman on page 26. To Sham Hayaz Ekodem Arbaim Yom, the Chomer Yisrael Mi Benoch, the Chomer Arbaim Yom, Shafi Yisrael Osir. Then he's the Fakbe, maybe it might not work again with Mika Midi, okay, but the concept, Etzem, he thinks, but then he says Yesh Lefakbe, because every after they call Yisrael Yisrael is only, but the Etzem Svara, he was, okay. Now, I'd like to just show you a couple of other things. So there are poskim that are mako, you know, more mako kodem mem yom. What's that? No. He's not getting them.
And how does he deal with the Naiva Alma thing?
Yeah, so he says like this. He should find Miyachad the Chol Yisrael Yisrael Beuber Mimar Shenesa Lebnei Noach Nikamidi. Kim Nolam Lasa Yisrael Gam Pachas. Yeah. Can you check this out? Chaynum Ve'emes Shachuv Shahu Vashav Yisrael. Yeah. Yeah, to see. I don't want to misquote what he says, but. I don't know if he was making all of that, but he was so he had the Beis Shlomo. This radiation was saying study kula, and Rav Unterman didn't want to be making. Okay, let me just show you three interesting shilas that come up. They come up a lot. This shila comes up sometimes. People take the morning after pill when they're, you know, they feel they weren't protected, and they you know. So that, you know, as some point out, as has been pointed out, it's called Mem Yom. Then you have like this. This comes up. Women miscarry. Right? So the halacha is if you miscarry, so if it was beyond a certain point in the pregnancy, so then the woman has tumas later. In other words, when a woman, Bisman Azer, gives birth, so she has two things going on. She has tumas leida, and then she has tumas nida. So the tumas leida is, it's for a girl 14 days, for a boy 7 days. So technically, but then the blood goes beyond that. So then she's not going to get to the mikveh before 14 days anyway. But sometimes, you know, when there's a miscarriage of this, sometimes they don't bleed as much. So technically she can get to the mikveh before 14 days. In other words, a woman usually gets to the mikveh 12 days, 5 and 7. But if there's a tumas leida involved, so then she can't go before 14.
So the presumption is that it's always, we don't know it's a girl.
Right. The assumption is to always be machmir, to treat her like a girl. Yeah. Right. So the question is, a woman miscarries before 40 days, so that's a din of Shulchan Aruch on page 27. Apelos pitoch mem yom, ein echol sheshet levlad. But she has a dinida, even if she didn't see any blood. But Ramos says the efshal psich is kever below dam. That any time something comes out of the uterus, that's an automatic nida. So she only has to keep the dinida. She doesn't have to keep the dinyoletz. The nafkamina would be if she's ready to go to the mikveh before 14 days, we could let her go. So that's the din in Hilchas Nida. And then there's another halacha that comes up, and this is also has also complications. A woman miscarries. So you know how many people miscarry. You know, shailas come about that people are miscarrying. You know, all the time, but you don't hear about it because no one's making announcements when somebody miscarries. But there's so many miscarriages that go on. So where does the problem come up? The problem comes up when then she has her first son, and there's a pidyon haben. And now there's a question, could she really have a pidyon haben? Because maybe, and no one knows about that, so everyone's asking, where's the pidyon haben? So pidyon haben, there's so many things, you're a kohen, you're a levi, you're a C-section, so there are a lot of reasons not to have a pidyon haben, but there's like, if you don't have a pidyon haben and this is your first son, so people are very self-conscious because people are going to realize that. So what's the story for pidyon haben? So the Shulchan Aruch says the Hilchos pidyon haben. Yeah. Right.
As a matter of fact, sometimes a woman who miscarries, she's supposed to go. She's supposed to go to shul, right? Just like a yoledes. That's the minute.
Yeah. So, So he says, so in Shulchan Aruch on page 28, it says, Ben Chet Chadashim, Shotzi Rosho, Meis, Vapelas Shvir, Molidam, Molimayim, Molivonim, Vapelas Kimindogim, Dada, Vapelas Liyom Arboim, Hanolan, Acha Kol Eilu, the Choral Opinion. So he says what? Hapel Ziyom Arboim. So what does that mean? He says, Kolzman She'ein Eivorav Merukomim Eipoter Barachorav Afil Bezman. So what's the story? Is this the same halacha as page 28? Is this the same halacha? Chora, these are similar halachas. In other words, was there a leida before? If there was a leida, so there's a denida. If there was a leida before, then this is not the peterechem. So here he says, Apelos liyom arboim, for the 40th day, but still, hanolad achar kol elu, is still before lepidyon. So what's the gedder? How much? What's the shear? It's called mancha ene vorav merukomim. As long as there's nothing formed. In other words, if there was nothing formed, you have a miscarriage, nothing was really formed, then for sure it could be a pidyon haben. And here he's talking about mapelos liyom arboim. Yeah. So what's the? Oh.
But if it's the Omar body, then it doesn't count, and the next one's a Bahor.
Right. So
good. That's consistent. I have a Alma, but it didn't count.
Well, and what's Li Omar Boim mean?
I think until meaning.
Li Omar Boim means.
I think through 40 days.
On the 40th day, right.
Wow. But then the Ramor writes from the Marik.
There's a new thing.
Holds much ain't evar mukovim.
Ain't called
right.
This is everything.
Right. So what's this din, and how does this work with? Do we have this din by Nida? What's this din?
I'm not understanding that.
In other words, but after 40 days.
That'd be another din.
Right. So where is this other din? So the Marik says like this, on page 29. This is all from the Marik. All these halachas from the Marik. He says, "Asher she'alta al odos ha'isha she'yolda zohar acharei hipila nefil tov kat shavuos." So you had eight would be losa. So that's 56 days. "Asher she'alta she'yosham he'idu eich." They didn't see any forming of limbs. They saw some basar. The nephil was in a pit afterwards. So they just saw like liquid and some, but no. We're machmir. It's 40 days, then we're going to be machmir. Even though it's not full rikum. No, it's really the din should be rikum evar. There should be, but if it's not, say you have liquid to give her tendin of 2 months later. Because that's an isakaris, chumdakaris. Even though technically maybe it's not, but we're going to say we're not fully bucky, this is called rikum, but we saw something did form, but it's not necessarily rikum evarim. But Lagabe Pidyan Haban Niralani has dieted lekala meimer hachim. The other by Yishla Amirisha Cheska Shalonifta Rachma, because she has a cheskas that she, you know, didn't have that this child could be a peterachim, because till now anything comes out of her is a peterachim. So she has a chazaka that nothing came out of her yet. So this is not enough to break the chazaka unless you know for sure. Yama Nefel has said Cheska Shalom this Rachmu Evarav Adayin. Right? So therefore, he says, when it comes to this child that was, say, 56 days, and you look at the, and it come out, it was a lot of liquid, blood, water, and some masses of, but nothing that's a real formation of limbs, or that, at least the way we could look, tell. So Vanida was still going to be machmir. And for what? Yeah, and for Pinyan Haben, we'll say she's still the Cheskes.
Neither were Machmir, we're not sure, Merukam, not Merukam, not right. Sure exactly, so we Machmir by Nida.
Right, but by Pinyan Haben, she'll treat her like... Yeah, but that's to treat her like a Nida.
So he says Nida here, what does he mean?
To give her 2 months later.
So he says Nida, he means later.
Yeah, to give it 2 months later, which is a didn't need it. I mean, same halacha. Yeah, so 1 second. What we see from here is that, you know, whereas it's, the 40 days is not the end all be all. It's really, you need a vlad. And a vlad means that it's formed. There's limbs, 1 second. There's limbs that are formed. But it's hard to discern necessarily. So by Nida we'll say once the 40 days we're going to be machmir and treat it like that there was a leida because it's chumr dekaris. But the pater pinyan haben we're not going to do that because lemaisa it might not have been real leida and therefore we're going to... Yeah, one second. And therefore we're going to make you do the mitzvah. Which is, so then the question is, what... Right.
Where's that come?
Yeah, no, we're not going to see it. No, I mean, you have Karas Uber by 3 months. So that you do have. You have Vestos by 3 months. You have... Yeah, movement. He was talking about movement, yeah.
Even if you didn't have Vestos,
like,
there's no
Dini
moment. There's no... Like...
Right, but you have the Cheskas Chiv. So...
No coin. Even there's one coin in the world.
There's a tshuva by the Nodim Yehuda's son, and he also speaks about 8 weeks after the tefillah, and he quotes the Marik. And then Chacham Tzvi, Fafek, and the Kitzer, so he says that the case of the Marig is 7-8 weeks. It's a suffix, but he writes on page 32. Yatzar gam benidon shom marig tepila chaticha shadayin lo over alakim zayin uches shavuos sheis b'za suffix imay ayvar merukavim b'za shalafu merom noshim vlad malia yaldan kain ein vlad notes to take him b'kibas ayvar v'lov before it's b'chavolo. So that's still a suffix. But then he says once there's more, then there can be a situation where there's no suffix anymore. But in the case of that, it's still a suffix. So, and then if you take a look on page 31, he speaks about the 3 months. He speaks about what they've ma yakavar ma the kamer chuzak ubra. Remember the day of the first perishake ela shomer la shaloshim shlishi meibura. Right, that's how that's chuzak uberes after the first trimester. Right.
What subject
Mubaris
had anything to do with the subject?
Right, so in other words, if she's hooked up Mubaris, so then...
Once a matter of, we take 3 months until we could tell.
One second, so therefore, so then we assume that she's hooked up, that she has a vlog.
The reason that the Mara uses the halakha for the 3 months is for totally different reasons.
Yeah, so
you have to know externally. You could know there could be a over a 5 second delay, but you won't know that until later.
Yeah. So Huxa Gamuveris is the time that he's giving for the suffix to be over. So if you look, it's a nice safe. I'm friendly with him, Rabbi Oberlander. He wrote this nice safer, Rabbi Pidyon HaBen Kilfasa. And we have a lot of conversations over the years about Pidyon HaBen Shilas, page 34. So he just, he gives you the kolam based on this tshuva of the Nodim Yehuda's son. He says, in Vaday lo avru mem yom mishin is abra ein choshim levlad v'abach rav chayim v'pidyon. Right, if you miscarry before 40 days, then for sure, no problem. Im avru vada yosim migimu chadashim, if it's more than 3 months, then you potter from pidyon haben. And from 40 days to 3 months, there's a suffix. So yivdenu belo bracha. That's what he bases himself on that tshuva. And then he quotes from Rav Osner in the footnote, verse 38, that he says that today we have ultrasounds. So if you see that the vlad is marukam, even before 3 months, maybe you can be so mech that, that it's putter. So I remember many years ago, I had a Talmud who had a pregnancy that didn't come out to fruition. And it wasn't, it was more than 40 days. I mean, this goes back a long time ago, this story. Okay, so the child was not Shokayama. And then Baruch Hashem, his wife got pregnant again, and they had a baby boy. And then the question was about the Pidyon HaBen or not. And they wanted to do a Pidyon, but so what? So I remember discussing this with Rav David Feinstein. Yeah, it was a long time ago, so I don't want to misquote, but it is a contact. I should make a packet on this one day. He has a piece about it. My good friend, Rabbi Marta Bum, has a piece on this. And this is the following thing. When you have a suffix about making a bracha about something, can you just open up a Gemara and say, Tana Rabbanan ha Avi HaBen Mevarech, and say the bracha? So, and no one has to hear you started off by saying Tana Rabbanan. You don't have to announce that. So you're just saying it B'derech Limud, and it's so Rav David, in certain cases, I believe, from thought you could do that to avoid the again. So he told me this in the context of the Shiloh of Pidyon HaBen, that maybe they could do that to avoid any embarrassment and they're going to do it. And then, more recently, someone had a Shiloh about Kiddush HaChodesh, you know, Kiddush Levana,
yeah.
That he asked Rabbi Fischelis, and he thought that he could rely. In other words, it wasn't, I think Rabbi Fischelis said, it wasn't like it was 10 days late. It was like the night of, it was technically. So someone asked him, and he thought that he could rely on that also. He opened up the Gemara Sanhedrin and says, Tana Rabbanan.
The Gemara doesn't say that the full notes of Abraham.
But by some cases... So that was I was going to make a whole packet on that topic, maybe some other this year, but that was I remember that was, Rav David mentioned that in our context of when we had this conversation about what to do with this fellow who had this. I don't remember exactly how many months it was, if he fits into these categories of but this is based on the tshuva of Hagrash Landau, the son of the Heskel Landau of the Northern Yehuda. It's not a moral flaw, but people they become very one last thing. Let me do one last thing. And that's going to bleed into tomorrow's year, Bez Hashem. And that's the following. You know, in this day and age, a lot of times we come across people who are not able to have their own children. men or women. I've been involved in the case, a woman, she was born, and all her eggs are not good. And they knew this when she was born. And this was a terrible situation, because she goes through life saying, who's going to ever marry me? And so we have today's ability to, get an egg from someone else and fertilize that egg with the husband's zera and put it in her body, and then no one has to know that this thing happened. So this, there are organizations for this I've been involved with. So the question is, so I've always followed Rav David Cohen's shita. I've gotten to people, the person I was dealing with, a Jewish egg from a single mother. Well, the first mother was Jewish, but she was married to a non-Jew. So Rav David Cohen said, okay, that's cool, not married, help you do. So we got the egg. And then we wanted, and then they had, Baruch Hashem, they had the child. And then they took more than one egg, but the eggs were not fresh anymore, so we got more eggs. So we had a rush because she no longer was with her non-Jewish spouse, and then she was engaged to marry a Jew. So we had to get more eggs out before she married the Jew, and we got it. And Baruch Hashem, they had another child with that. So now there are some people, some Rabbanim, Rav David Cohen said to me, he said, I would only permit a Jewish egg, because if it's a Jewish egg, then the husband is then you don't have to do Geiris, and then the husband, in other words, the mother is Jewish who's carrying it, the egg is Jewish. Like Rav David Feinstein once said to me, if one of them is not Jewish, then you have to do a Geiris L'chumra. Either the egg is not Jewish, or the mother is not Jewish, you should do a Geiris L'chumra. But, So Rav David Cohen said, but once you do a Geiris, so then the husband's not related. So then he doesn't think there's a right for him to be Motzi Zera if he's not going to be Mekayim Pereruvu. So therefore he's of the... One second. If he's not related, one second. So he wants to... And that's why I hold from that very strongly. Other people hold to get the Goyish egg, then you do a Geiris, this way you have no Shaila of Mamzeris, because you don't may know... Yeah. Okay, but you do, Well, from that. Some... Oh, okay. Well, okay. Yeah. But, yeah, so... Right, so one second. Right, so they keep very strong records, the person who's involved, and, I know that I've spoken to the person who has this soul... organization of, so there's a big shaila in halacha of what's koveya yadus. Is it the biological egg, or is it the person who's giving birth, their Jewishness? Obviously Jewishness follows the mother, but what? Is it the Jewish egg or the Jewish carrier of the Katarechim? Oh, so there's an article that I've seen many years ago. I remember when it came out. In Tovshin Mem Aleph. It was written by Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, the son of Rav Aaron, his oldest son, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, your friend. So from Chicago. So he wrote one of the first articles of Tino Kamuvchana test tube. Well, then they used to call them test tube babies. I don't know if they use that phrase anymore. They use other phrases. But so he says over. From his father, that the whole question, he feels. But if you fertilize the egg, and then you put it into the other woman, and it's before 40 days, so you can view it as if it's all hers.
My
Valma. And therefore, even if you want to say that maybe you should follow who the egg it is, but Lamaisa. Since you put it in before 40 days, you could totally forget about who the person came from, because before 40 days is Maya Balma. That's what he said. Not everyone agrees with that, but here on page 36, he says from his father, he says, the Bereshit is Kari, but not in Tzarek Tvila, because you do a Gerish, but Adil Shehayin Rabbi say, Shemati me Adoni Mor Rabbi, Shemati Yidush Avra Gam Ketia Tzarek Tvila Simo, that we need a Gerish on the but more like we should have didn't hire a visa. You need a geiris. Rakim ha'imis geiris v'lasof mi'arachare haklita. Aval im hi is geir v'lefnez man zayin tzrichim b'din zay shayin v'visa. V'hal v'kiilu nolad yisrael mamish akodem hem yom v'vlar avi kemayim alma. Ken efshal omar t'achilu shanasam. Okay, and then he wants to tie this in with the, you know, the Targum Yonasan, who was the mother of you know, of Dina, you know, because the Targum Yonasan says that they were switched, Yosef and Dina was switched into the different wombs. And so why do we always say that Yosef is Rachel's child if he was switched and came out of Leah?
The reverse, to say that
this opposite,
that
Shaul was one second. So he says that maybe it was before 40 days. I'm sorry, I might have said the opposite. So he says that maybe it was before 40 days. Yeah, right. We're not basing anything on that. We're just saying, oh, maybe this will answer that. We're not basing halach on that. But that's what. So Ramar wanted to use this. He thought that this, he's basing halach on Mayim Alma. That's what he's basing. And he's saying, oh, maybe we can fit it into. I think I said it over incorrectly. Who was who? So you read it over here, but. But he thought a Mayim Alma you could use also to not require any geiris, because this is you know, totally nothing, and it's, you know, so I was speaking to Rav Moshe Shapiro in the library. I said, you know, I should look in the encyclopedia for Refuah to see who was the original person that used this thing regarding this context. In other words, is there some hidden base Shlomo someplace, or so, you know, from the older Achronim, to see who said this original Chiddush. So I took it that Mayim Alma is also Lagabe this din of that you wouldn't need, you don't need, yeah, that Lagabe.
Well, they can't go back, they didn't have
right,
to think
that. Right, yeah. So I looked up in the Encyclopedia of Refuah, and sure enough, it says, you know the source of this Shita? The Rosh Soloveitchik, which Abe's father, is the source of this Shita. So I decided tomorrow I made a supplement on this, which I wanted to discuss a little bit about that, the Shiloh of the Yadus, of the Uber.
There's another Nafkamina, in the case of Horasa Shor Betusha.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about that.
So what about she's
yeah. So we're gonna, right, so we'll talk about that. So this is another. So besides the abortion question about 40 days, you have the Nida Shaila, the Pinyan Haben Shaila, and this Shaila about the Geira Shaila.
So those
are three interesting areas of halacha, and this comes up a lot. The Nida Shaila comes up all the time, and the Pinyan Haben also comes up. Well, that's the Shaila after that. That'll be packed with Tesvav as a show. Okay, so this is the 40-day question. Okay, sorry.